So as Armed Forces Day and Memorial Day approach, the number one issue facing veterans today is suicide. Joining us this morning on AFN, we have American Legion National Commander Vincent Jim Triola. And good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us, first of all.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
As Memorial Day approaches, how should Americans view the day, and how should we remember the fallen?
I'm glad you asked that question. You know, I think that a lot of Americans, I don't know if you call it a short memory, I don't know what you call it. You know, it seems that when we have a national issue like a 9/11 type thing, we all get patriotic and we're hanging the flags on our cars. And then as time goes by, it sort of fades into the background. And I think that we should really sit back as Americans and observe that day rather than celebrate it. I'm not saying you should go sit in the corner. I'm just saying that you should reflect upon how we got the rights to celebrate to start with. And, you know, that could include just a moment of silence with your family. It could include going to a Memorial Day ceremony somewhere, or a veteran cemetery, or a nursing home, something like that. You know, it's just so that people understand what the whole idea of Memorial Day is. You know, it's a solemn day for many of us, especially the veterans.
As I mentioned at the top, suicide prevention is the top priority for the American Legion. Explain your Be the One campaign and what can we do to help?
So the Be the One campaign basically is on two levels. One of them is on a national level. What we do is we sponsor an Indy race car, which will be in the Indianapolis 500 in a couple of weeks. And that is strictly for veteran suicide awareness. And that's resonating all over the country. You know, it's on national TV, and that's doing a great job of letting people in America know what the statistics are and how they can help. But the biggest part of this is to remove the stigma of a veteran stepping forward looking for help. And how we're approaching that is, we've got 12,000 Legion posts all across the nation, 13,500 worldwide. And what we're doing is we're setting them up as resource centers. So if you have a possibility of having a veteran at risk, we're having our members who are veterans also call a veteran, find out about their well-being, and to see if they identify something in a conversation that says there's something wrong. And if one veteran can talk to another veteran and build that trusting relationship, we speak the same language, well, maybe we can get that veteran the help they need within the community surrounding that Legion post. And it's not just from the Legion post, it's from the community. You know, we want all hands on deck to help with this. So we want to invite that veteran into our post homes. We have a post home, if not into a community center with their families, so that the families, if they feel, you know, there's something going on with the veteran that he or she is not speaking about, or there's something going on with the family that, you know, they just don't know how to deal with it and get them the help to deal with it, we'll all be better off. We can save one veteran's life at a time. The statistics don't lie. Since 9/11, 125,000 veterans have taken their own lives. That's 50% more than the civilian rate. And it's still about 6,000 a year. But we tell all our members and our community members, don't concentrate on the daily numbers, because unfortunately they're gone and we can't help them. We need to get the veterans that are still at risk out there and try and save their lives. That's the whole idea of this campaign. And it's resonating, and we are saving lives as we go. We've been doing this now for about 3 years. And we have a part of our website, it's called Legion Town USA. And we have members that are actually going on that site and talking about their own situations with suicide, either in their families or themselves, and how Be the One has gotten them helping, gotten them on the road to recovery. So it's working.
And where can we get more information, or where can we help as far as the website's concerned?
The website is betheone.org, www.betheone.org. That gives all the information on how to get involved in it. This is not just an American Legion initiative. This is something that we spearheaded, but we want to make sure that our partner and veteran service organizations get involved. The community as a whole gets involved, providing the resources for help. But all the information is on that betheone.org.
You mentioned at the top coming in with Memorial Day and how, you know, it should be more than just one day, obviously, that we take into consideration the sacrifices our veterans have made. A lot of people kind of say the same things about Veterans Day. It's the one day, you know, we celebrate our veterans and say thank you. Commander, is there a tip or a suggestion you might give our listeners to where, you know, it's to where we're considerate daily, I don't want to say to where we're thankful daily, but to where we're at least considerate mm-hmm. daily or, you know, it's top of the mind that we think about this more, I guess.
We have a saying in the American Legion, every day is Veterans Day. And you get so many people now. You walk around an airport, and people are walking up to you, and they're thanking you for your service. It's that kind of stuff that helps. You know, I was in a mm-hmm. McDonald's about 6 months ago. I have veterans license plates on my car, and I pull up to the window, and a woman says, "The person ahead of you pay for your meal." I was like, "So why? You're a veteran." So you know, it's that kind of things, little things like that. You know. I'm a Vietnam era veteran, and you know, we came home from Vietnam. We were shunned, you know, and we want to make sure that never happens again. So we got to make sure that the members of our community take a step back, they see a veteran, shake their hand, do something like that, you know, just to recognize them. Not only on Veterans Day, every day, you know, I think it's getting better, but it's not. You can see that parades now. You go to parades and you see more and more people filling the sidewalks, you know. And that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah. American Legion National Commander Vincent Jim Triola joining us this morning. We appreciate your time, sir, and thank you for your service.
Thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate it.